Do you think washing with breath is helpful? I've washed breath, and I've washed Trin, I've washed Tick, I've washed all kinds of things over the years. You know, different people have talked about how they use things. I've concluded that a lot of stuff that people think or talk about as being really important, like Tick and Trin and breath and mist and fine lines and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, I'm in this to make money, and I really don't experiment with other people's ideas anymore. But, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I used to pay a lot of attention to what other people were doing. And I found out that what a lot of people were saying, and it sounds like what they were doing, was not especially profitable. And they were just hanging on to something that I thought was dumb. And I'm in this to make money. And if something does not make me much money, I don't want to do it. And paying attention to breath, you know, trend, or advanced decline lines, indicators, I don't make much money. When I look at this chart, 81 bars, on an average day, I'm sure I see 50, 60, 70 reasonable trades. So if I add breath or anything else, how many more trades do I need? I'm already seeing 50, 60, 70 trades. That to me is plenty to process. Every second of the day, I am thinking, should I buy? Should I sell? Where should my stock be? Where should I get out? And I'm doing that all day long. And I am unable to add anything else to what I'm doing. And what I do, it works for me. And let me also say, if someone else is making a lot of money doing anything, I don't care if they're using advanced decline lines, you know, any other kind of measure of breath, trend, tick, that's fine. You know, I've said many, many times, indicators, stochastics, bands, RSI, or any other kind of indicator. Anybody who's consistently making money is doing a wonderful thing, and they deserve to be respected and admired. For me, I think I can make more money doing simply what I'm doing than by adding other things to the mix. However, you know, everybody is in a search for self, not just in trading, but in everything in life. You know, you're always trying to find out what your genetic nature and nurture is, you know, your genes, your upbringing, trying to discover who you are and what your comfort level is and the kinds of things you like in life. That extends to trading. And if a person is really comfortable using different indicators and they're making money doing it, I think that's what they should do. And if they're comfortable using different time frames and making money at it and they're happy, that's what they should do. Never worry that somebody else is making more. That's just not, it's not worth doing, right? You know, never worry that somebody else is taller or more athletic or plays the violin better. To me, it doesn't matter. Anybody who's doing something well should be admired. And if you find something that you do well and you're consistently making money doing it and you're happy doing it, that's all you need. And if you can add other things to it and you make more money and you're still happy, that's fine. If adding things only adds stress and does not add enough money to compensate you for the stress, I would not do it. So I say all day long the kinds of things that I do, and you know, every now and then I bring up a tick chart or, you know, a weekly chart or a daily chart or a 60-minute chart, but 99% of what I do is right here. I just draw up lines, look for support and resistance, and see how the market responds to support and resistance. Will it break through or will it reverse? And I look for momentum, strong breakouts up or down. I look for trading ranges, lack of momentum, and then look for limit order scalps. And that's all that I do all day long. So I hope that answers the question. So tomorrow, broad bear channel, bull flag. We may get one more push down. This is so strong, so we may get one more push down. But I think we'll probably bounce tomorrow. Okay, hope everybody has a good night.